Time now for this week's Goofy Award. You know, the question I've continually encouraged people to consider since October 7th, we watched things like the growing incidence of anti-Semitism. We had the street protests, of course, the targeting businesses with a Jewish connection, blocking traffic. We had one group sort of target a Jewish childcare center. The list just keeps going on. Obviously, university students with Jewish backgrounds have been threatened on campus. They've shut down classes. But all of it's been met with a weak response from government, regularly refusing to enforce our own hate crime legislation or the rule of law in general. My point has always been to ask, where do you think this ends? Well, my answer has been escalation and violence. As New York City Mayor Eric Adams, he's a Democrat, stated that this week in light of the escalation of pro-Hamas protesters shutting down Columbia or City University of New York, he stated, we should have taken action when the first tent went up. You know, as former politician, well-known advocate for the rights and self-determination of Muslim women, Somali-born Ayan Hirsi Ali stated, don't be fooled. The protests defiling our universities may be naive, amateurish, but they are the harbinger of far worse to come. I'm not disagreeing with that. I guess it's a reminder that for some people, it's never enough. I mean, they're always oblivious to this. We need a wake-up call. Well, we're going to get one because there's going to be other opportunities. For example, think about this. We've got the anti-Western, anti-Canadian values group joining in now. So at Columbia, you had the New York police come in on Tuesday. Of the 282 protesters arrested, 134 of them had no affiliation or connection to the universities. That's a similar kind of thing we're seeing in other campuses, including in Canada. And that brings me to this week's Goofy. Well, I'm going to add a little humor to the situation, or irony, or whatever you prefer, how to describe it, to the serious situations on university campuses. Or maybe better put, it was just simply my WTF moment when I heard the protest spokesperson demand humanitarian aid for the occupiers of Columbia University's Hamilton building. Columbia, or the main spokesperson, whose real name is Johanna King Sletsky, she's now been nicknamed Johadi Johanna. She claims that the Ivy League students in the middle of Manhattan need basic humanitarian aid. Humanitarian aid? You mean like Haiti and Congo? At an Ivy League school who charges $80,000 for tuition? Oh my gosh, the suffering must be unbelievable. The humanity of it all. I love the way UK journalist Eve Barlow put it. She said, can we please get an airdrop at Columbia University? We need 900 acai bowls, 1,300 Impossible Burgers on gluten-free bread with sugar-free vegan ketchup, and 3,000 bottles of pH 9.0 electrolyte water. This is urgent. And by the way, this is another one of those you can't make this up. Johanna, the spokesperson, this is her PhD dissertation, in her words, is on fantasies of limitless energy in the transatlantic romantic imagination from 1760 to 1860. My goal is to write a prehistory of metabolic rift, Marx's term for the disruption of energy circuits caused by industrialization under capitalism. Can hardly wait to read it. But don't be too concerned with any of the consequences for the pro-Hamas protesters. They may have been expelled or banned from university for a while, but Shiraz University in Iran is offering scholarships to students, whether it's the UK, EU, or US, or Canada, who've been expelled for, in Iran's words, free speech. As if the Iranian government would know anything about free speech. Hey, that's all the time we have, but I want to give you one more reminder. I'm looking out at May 28th. It's our follow-up to the World Outlook Conference, featuring some of the speakers. I mean, looking forward to Greg Wilden, Paul Beatty, more stock recommendations, etc. But obviously the thing is, they made forecasts. They look pretty darn good now. But what's coming next? Anybody who got a VIP ticket, absolutely free. But if you didn't, you can still get a hold of this. Just go to mikesmoneytalks.ca. It costs $49 only to hear the latest words of wisdom from our experts. I'm looking forward to it personally. Hope you join us for that. In the meantime, join us on Money Talks tweets. Join us at Michael Campbell's Money Talks on Facebook. And sign up for 5 Minutes with Mike. Got a lot of great feedback for that. 5 Minutes with Mike. Do that by going to mikesmoneytalks.ca. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific week.